about local foreign, local investor? Okay, I will tell you something. Local investor, the holding power is actually higher. And to be frank, rental is pretty stable now. I think it has dropped to a certain level, not really moving up and down anymore. So rental is very stable now. So most of the investor in today's market, right, if you are not looking to buy a new launch, you will not choose to sell your resale property. Because if you sell your resale property to buy another resale condo, right, it's not going to help you. It's not a smart move in today's market now. It's not a smart move. Unless you are selling away your resale condo to buy a new launch condo. Okay, those situations, I have seen it. Okay, I've seen it. So there's only these two groups that is moving. The other sellers are mostly selling to buy. So all these sellers that are selling to buy, right, they will always ask for extension. And to be frank today, because there's more supply than demand is actually lower. It's actually harder to sell. Buyers have a little bit more choice compared to last year. So buyers are thinking harder, thinking twice on whether they should give extension or not. Okay, so this is getting a little bit critical already. Last year, when there's not enough supply in the market, you know, or the year before, or 2 years, 3 years, 4 years back, there's not enough supply in the market, but there's a lot of demand. People don't care, you know, because it's like, if I don't give extension, I cannot find a house. So people don't care. Everybody give extension. But now, the situation is very different. The supply is low. The demand also, the supply is there. I wouldn't say it's low, but the demand is lower. So buyers, they have more opportunity to see more houses, to have more choices to decide on. So they will try their best to go for units that don't need extension. So this is in the private property resale market.